Welcome to Country Not Country, Season 3, Episode 6. My name is Nick Russo, and this episode is all about the 2024 Rodeo Houston Entertainment lineup. It's going to be an incredible lineup once again. The rodeo announce party was a really great time. Each year, it gets better and better. This year, it was really creative how they came up with the plans to unveil the lineup. The party was filled with celebrities, delicious food, media personalities, Chad Cook Band performed, plus the way they rolled out the lineup on the big screens inside NRG Stadium was unlike they had ever done it before. Also on this episode, I'm going to post an interview from January 2023, which was actually announce day for rodeo in 2023, where I interviewed Jelly Roll, and we make a manifestation that actually comes true in 2024. So that interview at the end of this spiel, for lack of better terms. First, I want to say thank you to everybody who has listened to the podcast. If this is your first time listening, please like, subscribe, and share it with your friends, because the more, the merrier. And we are always looking for ways to reach more people. And again, I always get insecure for just a second when I'm doing these podcasts, because it's weird talking to myself in a room. And it's hard for me to believe that people would listen to me just ramble on and on. But I appreciate you very much for your attention and your time. And it just means the world to me that you are listening to this podcast. So the 2024 Rodeo Houston Entertainment Announcement Party was at NRG Stadium. It was way up high in the club level. Chad Cook Band was the live entertainment. They took the stage right after the announcement. Normally, we all kind of gather around this press conference style podium, and they unveil this video behind them that says all the different artists who are going to be at rodeo. Well, this year, they had all the guests go out into the club seats, and we sat down and watched on the big screens, which is really awesome because the Houston Texans field was ready for the game before the playoffs, which just added to the energy, really. And on both sides of NRG Stadium on the giant screens, they rolled out the 2024 Rodeo Houston Entertainer lineup. Blake Shelton was the first one. He's opening night. It's presented by Texas Capital Bank, and opening night is really special for rodeo because it's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday night in Texas, and who really can go out all night on a Tuesday night? Well, the faithful will be there. The volunteers will be there. The committee members will be there. We'll be there, and hopefully you'll be there too. Carly Pierce is day two, February 28th. She was just in town for 10-man jam. We had her next to Lady A and Jackson Dean as the final act at rodeo, at 10-man jam at the House of Blues. That was a benefit for the USO. Raised over $20,000. Ultimately, just an incredible show, incredible night. And Carly Pierce has won a Grammy before. She's nominated for a Grammy with her current single with Chris Stapleton. It's called Don't Fight Anymore. Don't Even Fight Anymore. It's a really, really beautiful breakup song. It's heartbreaking, actually, but it's just her voice and Chris Stapleton's magic. Just it's really, really awesome. But she'll be there on day two. That's a Wednesday night, Armed Forces Appreciation Day, presented by Crown Royal. Night three is for King and Country, which are a huge band. They were started off country music, then they went to the Christian genre, if I'm understanding it right. I haven't spent a lot of time with their music, but I know that their fans come out in full force. And then Friday, March 1st, it's 50 Cent Black Heritage Day, presented by Kroger. Now, after 50 Cent was making donations at the auctions for the wine bottles, and I believe maybe poultry, I could be wrong, it might have just been wine or champagne. He's made some huge donations to Rodeo Houston over the last several years, and you know, 50 Cent is kind of becoming synonymous with Houston. I believe he's got a restaurant or bar here. He's got a residence here. He's always popping up in our media, and I think it's really cool that he's going to have his own night. The place is going to be packed. 50 Cent, a true entertainer. Can't wait to see him. And then Saturday, March 2nd, the first Saturday a rodeo, it's Hardy. Now, Hardy is listed as country rock on the genre lineup, and I guess I understand that because to me, his music is far more rock than country, in my opinion. I know the song One Beer with Lauren Elena, that's very country. Wait in the Truck with Lainey Wilson, also very country. Give Heaven Some Hell, I would say was country, but most of his music, like Truck Bed and a lot of his newer stuff, The Mockingbird and Quit, all this stuff sounds very rock. I think it's going to be a great fit for Rodeo Houston. Hardy, honestly, has had some trouble selling tickets in Houston over the time. I believe he had a really great show at House of Blues a few years back, but for the most part, Hardy just doesn't do a lot of solo shows in Houston. So to have the Rodeo Houston stage is really great for him as an artist and performer. So I'm excited for him. Sunday, Ivan Cornejo, Sunday, March 3rd. Now, honestly, I'm ignorant to Ivan Cornejo's music. However, some of my very best friends have said this guy is an incredible talent. Big shout out to my buddy Luna, the best handwriting on planet Earth, and also one of the just coolest stand-up guys I've ever met and known. An incredible video game player as well. That's how Luna and I actually became friends. We met on Twitter, and then we started playing Fortnite, Call of Duty, and this dude was just a master with the sticks, and we ultimately became really great friends. And Luna is a stand-up dude, but he, and I take his word for it, he says Ivan Cornejo is amazing. So, you know, if you love music, you love Spanish music, or you just need a reason to go to rodeo, Ivan Cornejo, Sunday, March 3rd. Probably going to be a really great show. Prepare to be amazed. Hank Williams Jr., Monday, March 4th for First Responders Day, presented by BP. Hank Williams, Bo Cephas. I know this is going to bring out the Outlaw Country fans by the dozen. I mean, by multi-dozen, hundreds of dozens. I think Hank Williams Jr. hasn't done a show in Houston that I'm aware of in quite some time. So this should be an epic night. It's a Monday night. And, I mean, most people who love Hank Williams Jr. ain't afraid to drink on a Monday night. I'm just saying. Not trying to stereotype. I'm just saying. And then Tuesday, March 5th, this was probably one of the biggest surprises. Oliver Anthony. So I imagine when they were coming up with the lineup for Rodeo Houston, Oliver Anthony's song, Old Men North of Richmond, was really at its peak. You could argue it was one of the biggest songs of 2023. And I think to get him a little bit of a risk, but probably didn't cost a whole lot of money, which I think is good for the volunteers. They don't spend a lot of money, might make a lot of money. I say volunteers for the scholarship. You know, I say volunteers, and I mean it was good for not spending a lot of money on an artist while still possibly pulling a really great crowd and raising a lot of money for the scholarships. I just wanted to get that sentence out properly, because I don't mean anything I say to be critical necessarily. It's more of just the way I observe things. And I could be wrong. Oliver Anthony may be an expensive act, but I just know that when he was really reaching his height of popularity, he said he was not looking for money in the respect of trying to do a lot of shows. So that's why I was really surprised by Oliver Anthony. But I think when he sings Old Men North of Richmond, that place is going to get electric. He's also a bluegrass artist. So as a bluegrass artist, or he has his own style of music, if I'm being honest. I should really expand on that. So when he first came out, I really did look into him. And the reason he calls himself Oliver Anthony Music is because Oliver Anthony is actually his granddad's style of music from the mountains of West Virginia. So I think it's going to be an interesting night of country music outside of Texas's influence at rodeo. I think it's going to be a good one. Tuesday, March 5th, Oliver Anthony. Jelly Roll. Wednesday, March 6th, Community Day, presented by TC Energy. And I don't know if there's a hotter star on planet Earth right now than Jelly Roll when it comes to newness and energy. Because I saw Jelly Roll at the Woodland Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, and the way that the fans cheered for him and just went bananas. Like, that passion between him and the fans was something I've not experienced in any other arena or any other venue with any other artist. Jelly Roll and his fans have a very unique connection, and I believe that he's going to be one of the best-selling shows of Rodeo Houston, and for good reason. His music is just really incredible, and I think it's touching people who hadn't been touched by music in that way in quite some time. I think Jelly Roll is a vessel for a message to people that maybe hadn't heard the message before. Amen. And I think the crosses on his face say it all. You know, and actually, at the end of this episode, the interview with Jelly Roll, we talk about how he got his name, Jelly Roll. It's a heartwarming story involving his mom, and it's probably way more obvious than you're expecting it to be. And maybe you've already heard the story. We also talk about his first number one single and his experience of finishing the song, introducing it to his record label, and some of the, you know, conversations that involved manifestation of his success. And we also, in that interview, he manifests his performance in 2024 at Rodeo Houston. And it makes me wonder, maybe he knew at the time, or maybe he literally is just so on top of the world right now and so in charge of his own momentum and his own destiny that he knew it was coming, or knew the possibility was there. But either way, that interview in full at the end of this episode. I think Jelly Roll is going to be a sellout. March 6th, Wednesday night. Can't wait to see that and experience the energy exchange between him and his fans at Rodeo. Now, Luke Bryan, Thursday, March 7th, Volunteer Appreciation Day, presented by Phillips 66. Luke Bryan had the biggest turnout last year of anybody, and it was the last day of rodeo, so it was the super shootout, which means it was already going to be a little extra packed. But Luke Bryan just brings the entertainment. He's just a good time, man. He's at Crash My Playa right now down in Mexico. I think he's in Mexico. I know the Crash My Playa tour is happening. I think he's there. If I were him, I would be there, because it's like snowing in Nashville, and it's way better to be in Mexico. So that's on a Thursday, March 7th. And then Friday, March 8th, Major Lazer. Hadn't heard that name in quite some time. Reminds me of a song called Lean On. I play it at the bar sometimes because they West Coast swing dance to it. But either way, that's going to be kind of the EDM night, it sounds like. A lot of multicolored glow sticks. Lots of glow sticks at Major Lazer. Probably a really great light show, though. That's the one thing about the EDM DJs when they come to town. Always put on a great light show. And then Saturday, March 9th. Lainey Wilson. It's not a night show. Remember that on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, doors the rodeo starts at 2:45. So Lainey Wilson going to be incredible Wednesday after Saturday afternoon, March 9th. She's in Oklahoma the night before for a at Windstar Casino. That's why I thought she was going to be earlier in the lineup next to Jelly Roll, but neither here nor there. Lainey Wilson, Saturday, March 9th. That place is probably going to be sold out, full of bell bottoms, guaranteed. Now, Los Tigres del Norte, Sunday, March 10th, Go Tejano Day, presented by Fiesta Mart. That's going to be a sellout, guaranteed. The Spanish language artists just bring out so many people. The demographic shows up in full force, and the Latinos are out. It's going to be a lot of beer sold, a lot of food sold. It's going to be massive. So if you're looking for Spanish entertainment, I'm telling you, Los Tigres del Norte got it going on. Like, they got a five-person band. They're bringing the horns. They're bringing the guitars. They're bringing it all. It's a heck of a time. NRG Stadium on Sunday, March 10th. And then Whiskey Myers. I'm so excited to see them on the lineup. They've got so much great music, and they're like a seven-piece band. I've seen them at the Woodlands rocking out. And you could call them country rock, I think. Maybe it's outlaw country. Whatever it is, they're going to really surprise people on a Monday night, March 11th. That crowd's going to be insane. And then Tuesday, March 12th, Bun B coming back to Houston. It's the All-American Takeover. So that means he's bringing rappers from all over the country. So let's see. Who knows how lucky we could get? It could end up being something epic. Like, I mean, I would love to see, like, you know, Jay-Z show up or something, right? Are they cool like that? I mean, I don't know. Rick Ross, maybe? Like, who else is going to show up? I mean, Bun B's got all the connections. So then on Wednesday, March 13th, Nickelback is in town. That one shocked a lot of people, but I think the attendance is what's going to shock people. That might sell out. A lot of people are Nickelback fans and haven't heard about when they were coming into town, but you can't help but hear about Rodeo Houston. So my money's on Nickelback. See what I did there? Zach Brown Band, March 14th. That's going to be an epic show as always. Zach Brown is just one of the most talented artist groups in all of music. He's a musical genius, actually. And Caroline Jones, who was at 10 Man Jam 2 years ago as part of the band, she's going to be there as well. It's her first time on the tour since or back on the road performing since she had her baby. So that's going to be great to see her and catch up with her. Caroline Jones, Zach Brown Band, Thursday, March 14th. And then we got Jonas Brothers, March 15th. That's going to be a hell of a show. Jonas Brothers did incredible at Houston Toyota Center a few weeks ago. I'm not shocked that they have them. Brad Paisley closing down the weekend, Saturday, March 16th. Eric Church, Sunday, March 17th. So RodeoHouston.com to plan your trip. You can go to AXS.com to get tickets. They're on sale now, and they start at $25 on some nights. The closer you get and the closer you get to the 50-yard line, the more expensive the tickets get. But there are tickets available for all the shows. So don't waste any time. Get your tickets now. Plan your trip. If you're from out of town, you can get your tickets online. I would plan to get a hotel that's not right by Rodeo Houston. Get something close to the Metro Rail so you could ride the rail from the hotel to Rodeo if you're coming in from out of town, or if you just want to make a couple days of it and you live far north, east, or west, and you don't want to drive after Rodeo. I understand. Get a hotel near downtown and take the rail. It's really, really simple. And I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Rodeo Houston 2024 is going to be epic. On the next episode, I'll tell you about the hideout. I'll also tell you about where I'll be set up during Rodeo Houston. Also, I'm going to give you a little bit of information about Cook-Off, which is February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in our bull tent. We will have 7 artists performing this year, the most we've ever had, and I'll give you all the details about how to get the lineup, how to get your wristbands on the next episode. Now, without further ado, from January 2023 on Rodeo Houston announced day 2023, I was joined by Jelly Roll, where we talked about his recent number one with Son of a Sinner, also his number one with Need a Favor, and we talked about merch, how much it means to fans, why it's important for artists beyond the monetary value. Also, we talk about sometimes in the studio when he first realized he was capturing lightning in a bottle, and of course the manifestation moment where he and I predicted him being at Rodeo Houston in 2024. Thank you for listening to Country Not Country. Please like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Here's Jelly Roll and I from January 2023.
Yo, yo, yo!
Jelly Roll!
What's up? Sorry, I'm a couple minutes late. I've never had to use international data or figure out. I've never left the country, and I'm in the Dominican Republic, so I'm just struggling with figuring out how to get phone calls off.
So describe to me what it looks like right now in Dominican Republic.
I'm looking at a beautiful blonde sitting out on a porch. I'm right behind her is the Caribbean Sea. I'm holding a coconut full of tequila, and I'm celebrating to have my first number one on country radio.
That's what it looks like, baby. Man, this is a great day to be live, ain't it?
Oh, man. One of the best I've ever had, I tell you that.
Man, so I know you are the expert in luxury. You just explained to me this beautiful location you're in. Have you ever had a couple's massage? Because I got one this weekend. I want to know what to expect.
Well, listen, I was going to ask you if you knew something about it, because we got one this afternoon,
and
we've never done it. So, yeah, I'll let you know. I'll shoot you a text. This is fresh for me.
I love it.
We're going to try it this afternoon.
Well, that's perfect timing then. We were meant to see each other today. I appreciate that. So I got the obvious question that you probably have had to answer a million times, and I just want it so I have it on tape so we can tell everybody what it is. How did you get the name Jelly Roll?
Oh, this is a fun story. I was a fluffy kid, and my mother used to call me her little jelly roll because I like jelly donuts. Now, fast forward to when I start high school, a guy named One Arm Clay, you're not going to believe it, but he only had one arm. And One Arm Clay looked at me one day and said, "We should just call you like Jelly Roll or something." I was like, "That's what my mama calls me at the house." And once he got to high school to start calling me Jelly Roll, that was it.
I love it. So it's been your name your whole life. That's just been your nickname.
My whole life. My mama calls me her little jelly to this day.
I love it. So what's been your favorite part of singing country music?
It's singing the songs I grew up listening to, right? I love that whenever we're out doing shows and we get to cover some old and medley and mesh up some stuff. And I also love that we get to bring a little bit of flair of that old country music to it, right? You know, country music's been like a 15-year hunting and fishing era, right?
Yep.
Like it went through a 10 or 15 year rodeo era.
Yep.
You know, I think I'm bringing it back to kind of like more of the Merle and Waylon and kind of the Willie stuff, you know, it's more of that side of country music. And it's important for country music to have a center sound, but it's equally important to have somebody who goes far left of that. I just happen to be that guy.
Man, and I love you for it because it's so beautiful. So last time I met you, my mullet was about 8 months old. It's now a year and 3 months old. And so my hair is about, if it's straight, it's down in the middle of my back. And so when I hear I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, it hits me like no other song has ever hit me. So I say thank you for that song, man, because it's so real.
Oh, thank you, man. I think it's a far contrast from if your hair is long, you got sin in your heart. So I think it was quite a flip of that. And that's what something I never said that, but I always thought of that with that song, you know?
Yeah. Now, so your first number one single at country radio, we're on the cusp of it, man. Didn't in your heart, when you set out, did you believe this was going to happen?
You know, I'm going to tell a story I've never told on radio. I was in the studio with Adrian Michaels. I'm not sure if you've ever met him, but he's a famous radio rep in Nashville, Tennessee. Been doing it as long as Methuselah was walking earth.
Yep.
And he was in the studio the night that I recorded Dead Man Walking, which went on to be my first rock number one. And when I was recording it, Meatball looked at me and said, "That's going to be a radio number one on rock radio." I said, "Well, listen to this and tell me what you think." And I played him the demo acoustic guitar only of Son of a Sinner. I saved the text because I sent it to him this week. Meatball texted me back that night. That's what I call Adrian Michaels. He said, "That's going to be a number one on country radio. I give you my word."
Whew.
That was September of 2021.
Wow. So July, 2 years later.
Yep, July of 2021. Wow. I hadn't signed the record deal yet. Adrian was still just coming to see me to kind of court me because I was meeting with all these labels and I was leaning towards Broken Bow, towards Stony Creek. And Adrian was the guy that brought me to the label. So he was just coming to hang out in the studio and see what I was doing.
Wow. Man, that's amazing.
True story.
And it's so powerful to how important our words and thoughts and actions, when they're all aligned, how great things come from that. Because that's what happened for you guys. You know, y'all manifested that and created that together because y'all were being your true selves as real as possible.
Right. Just being completely honest and authentic. And the music for me is always purpose-driven. Real music, real people, real problems.
Amen. And that's radio, man. You know? And that's what I try to do with radio. And that's why I love playing songs like yours, because that's what people relate to. That's the stuff that moves us. That's what changes our lives. We listen to music to identify ourselves.
Exactly. Music is, we were talking about merchandise one day. And there's something about merchandise that's just taking pride in what you identify with, regardless of what people think of that, you know? It's a bold move. And I think that's what's beautiful about art, is that we connect with it in a personal way. We find ourselves in art. Like, you look at art, even when you look at pictures or you look at moments and feelings or movies, you look at what character am I in that movie?
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's the beautiful thing of art. We find ourselves in it. Man, and the good thing for me as a musician, my job as an artist is to be a mirror.
Agreed. And that's what I'm saying about the song for me. It really is. You've created a mirror for me, and I know millions of others all around the world. Jelly, I love you so much, man. You're one of the purest humans I ever met, and I love you for that so much. Thank you for being you.
Thank you. And listen, man, I'm jealous of that mullet, baby. I messed up and trimmed some of mine, so I'm just getting past the shoulders.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm hearing you talk about the middle of the back, and immense jealousy is pouring out of me.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully, so today is our Rodeo Houston announced. It's the 91st rodeo, the biggest one in the world. We have 21 days of it. 14 of the 21 Ooh. Days are country music. It's going to be a special Ooh. Night here in Houston for us. So you joined us on a really great day from the Dominican, on a really great day for Houston. So we appreciate you for doing that. Maybe we get you at rodeo one day.
Give it to the rodeo, baby. You know what? Let's speak it now.
Let's do it.
2024, we're doing the Houston rodeo, baby.
Let's
2024, we're coming. Let's go.
I love it. Jelly Roll, thank you so much. Hey, real quick before I let you go, we just give me a, hey, what's up, Houston, Texas? I'm Jelly Roll, and you're riding with the bull.
Hey, what's up, Houston, Texas? It's your boy Jelly Roll, and you're riding with the bull, baby. Thank you again, brother. Yes, I can't wait to see that luscious lock.
Hey, brother, I'll tag you in a photo in just a little bit.
I got to see it. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir, Jelly. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Hello, hello.